Let us bow in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love that's just as real today as the day we were born. We thank you for the presence of the Lord because you said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. You're with Lawrence and Lawrence is with you and you're with us here today. And I ask you to touch the hearts of the family, friends. One of the easiest to love people that I've known in my lifetime, Lawrence Porter. Just touch our hearts, Father, as we miss this gentle giant who was such a blessing to every life that he touched as Jesus became the Lord of his life. In Jesus' name we ask these things. Amen. Amen. You know, it's amazing how many times we do things, then all of a sudden they become more important at a given time than others. You'll see there on the little obituary that they handed out, John 3:16. Billy Graham calls it the greatest scripture in the entire Word of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God bless his word and his promise. We just welcome you on behalf of the family and those that loved Lawrence so much. Going to be blessed today to have some very inspirational music by Joe and Becky Cruz, and they will lead in this and other music to follow. I believe I know Lawrence's heart after 30 some odd years of being his pastor. I think if you could hear that Pennsylvania, he still never lost that accent quite. Accent to us, you understand. We have an accent for them. He'd say, I want you all to worship God now. Just worship God. Thank God that things are as good as they are. Don't worry about me. I'm home safe. Amen and amen. All right, we're ready for inspirational song.
Let's stand together, if you will. This is an opportunity for all of us to worship together. Hallelujah. And you know we worship an almighty, awesome God. Come on now.
The name above all names, worthy of all praise. My heart will sing, I'll praise. is our God.
Sing that with me. He's the name.
He's the name above all names, worthy of all praise. My heart will sing, how great is our God. Then sings my soul, my Savior, God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, how great thou art, how great thou art.
Sing that chorus.
Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great. Is how great, sing with me, how great is our God. All will see how great is our God.
You may be seated.
Thank you, Joe and Becky, for those beautiful songs, and they're more than songs. I was experiencing a little worship experience on my side of the platform here, thanking God for His goodness and His faithfulness. You know, that's the good thing about knowing the Lord, no matter what your situation or your time may be. We always can thank God that things are as good as they are, and they're getting better every day. Well, this is a celebration service. It's a celebration for our dear brother, and a God help us for the rest of our lives, for the rest of us. He beat us. Lawrence beat us to heaven. Oh, my. He'll remind us of that, too, when we get there. Lawrence John Porter, 76, reached out and took the hand of his Lord and Savior on Monday, July the 25th, 2016. Committal services, military honors will take place on Monday, August the 1st, of course, today, 2016, at 2:30 p.m. at the Dallas-Fort Worth National Cemetery. Visitation will be from 11 till 12, which has already taken place here at Calvary Cathedral prior to the committal service. Lawrence was born in Newcastle, Pennsylvania, July the 13th, 1940. He retired after 20 years of service in the United States Air Force. As a devout member of Calvary Cathedral International in Fort Worth, Lawrence was a strong Christian man, walking close to his Savior. He was a good man, sharing love and his beliefs with everybody. just an exceptional boldness this man had to speak up for Christ wherever he was. He was a good man, sharing love and his beliefs with everyone. His family will miss him so much, but Jesus must have needed him also. And of course, our times are in God's hands. We know that. He's preceded in death by his wife, Jeanette, mother, and several brothers. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Calvary Cathedral in Lawrence Porter's memory. Leaving behind his son, Michael, and his wife, Jeanette, grandsons, Gavin and Grayson, and his wife's children, Debbie and Pat, and their sons, Chris and Brian, Christy and Wayne, and their sons, Clinton and J.W., Rocky and his son, Matthew and daughter, Lacey, as well as numerous family members in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and California. And so that's some of the stats of a wonderful life that was so well lived, and we were blessed to know him. We're going to have some more inspirational music today by Joe and Becky Cruz, and by the way, Johnny Macon, of course, has been on the organ, does a great job there, and two worship songs, Great is Thy Faithfulness and The Love of God. These songs are not for showcase. They're not for us to perform. We're here to exalt the name of Jesus. We're here to lift up God. Have you thanked God lately that things are as good as they are? We Americans have a lot to be thankful for and a lot to be thankful about. As I've traveled in many different parts of the world, I literally have experienced kissing the runway when I got back to the good old USA. Let's worship our God and thank Him that He is our wonderful Lord and Savior as we go through this life. God bless you.
Thank you, Father.
Great is Thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no of turning with Thee. Thou changest not Thy compassions, they fail not, as Thou hast been, Thou forever. Great is Thy faithfulness. Great is Thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, Thy mercies I see. All my been pardoned from sin. There's a peace that endures. Thine own near presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for today and bright hope. Blessings all mine with 10,000 beasts.
Sing this one.
Great is Thy faithfulness. Great is Thy faithfulness. Morning by morning.
love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest heaven. The guilty path God gave His Son to win His erring child. He reconciled and pardoned for us. Could we, with ink, the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, where every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above, but trade. The saints and angels song.
Brother Lawrence is enjoying those exact words today. You see, as believers, we have a declaration that the angels cannot declare. We have a song of the redeemed. He's enjoying all that we hope for. It's a sad day for those of us who are left behind. But I promise you, He's rejoicing because He's inherited all that He was promised and that what He lived for. Amen. Thank you for the privilege of singing today. Thank you.
Thank you, Johnny Macon, and thank you, Joe and Becky Cruz. What a blessing your music has been to all of us today. Thank God for music. It's just ministry set to song. It is ministry, and that's what it's all about. Praise the Lord. It must have been the thought of the Holy Spirit, but I remember, I believe, Charlie, you were with me. We were up at the hospital, and Lawrence would come and go. He went through a real thing there, and no one seemed to understand what was happening. The medical people were kind of mystified at all that was going on. He'd come to and be able to speak rationally part of the time, and then at times he could not. So he looked at us and gave us a smile and then closed his eyes. And we got about halfway down the hall in that hospital, and I heard, "Hallelujah!" I looked at Charlie, and Charlie looked at me. He said that about five or six times. You could hear it all over. There were two halls. "Hallelujah!" And back in his room, he had his eyes closed. And it's kind of a belief I've had for a long time. Sometimes I think they have a foot on both sides. And I'll tell you, once people have seen the other side, they're hard to get back. Because heaven is heaven. It's real. Hell is real, but thank God, heaven is real. Well, I have a problem today. I can't say all the nice things that people have been pouring into my heart about Lawrence. I'll do my best. It's interesting that many people had the same thing to say about this man that touched all of our lives in such a tremendous way. I was asking God to get me. I've had a knee replacement and then had some infection that set in, and been in the hospital for 30 days. I've been out a few days now. But I said, "Lord, he's going home soon. Please don't let him go till I get out of here." And because I, like all of you, we loved Lawrence, and we thank God for him. Where do we start and where do we stop? I forget the great heart that said it when I first read it years ago, that all of us really preach our own memorial messages with the lives we live. And you know, we as ministers, we stand up here and we say the side that we saw and the side that we felt was very evident to us. And sometimes it's a little sketchy, and then sometimes you know beyond the shadow of a doubt that you're right on target. And so it was with Lawrence. I didn't know Lawrence before he came to the Lord. Didn't know him. And Lawrence came to our church. And of course, his wife Jeanette, the lady who became his wife. And he just got in with both feet. And Jeanette also, they were two of the strongest workers I've ever seen in my life. When our daughter was hospitalized in 1998, and with all the government programs and everything going on till we could get her health back, trying to find a place for my daughter to stay was impossible. And a beautiful 20-year-old girl, you just don't leave them hanging out somewhere. Jeanette came to me with tears in her eyes, and she said, "Pastor, God gave me a plan. Take care of your daughter at home." I said, "That's incredible." You know, when you see all the things that go on in the hospital. But she enacted that plan, enrolled the caregivers, and until she went home to be with the Lord, was just an incredible angel, a blessing to the Nichols family, and we thank God for that. You know, heaven is a real place. It really is. Sometimes I get a little overwhelmed, because if you have any soul winner in you, you want to see everybody you meet get born again. This church has had an incredible harvest of souls. I'm not even going to give the number today, but every week we're seeing from 200 to 300 people pray the sinner's prayer, the salvation prayer, and to join hands with a believer. And it's incredible, the thousands the thousands that have come to the Lord. Well, you know, Lawrence picked up on that a long time ago. Lawrence was an incredible witness. He was just bold. I mean, he knew what he knew, and he's going to tell you what he knew. But he said it in love, and he said it with kindness, and he said it with compassion. You know, the Word of God tells us that Jesus came to save lives, and he came to change lives. The thief has come but for to kill, steal, and destroy, but I have come, Jesus said, that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. I'll probably repeat two or three of these things because I just stopped saying there's no way I can get all this in orderly fashion. Just different ones, men and women of our church. What did you see in Lawrence Porter? What did Lawrence mean to you? Well, I'll tell you, no man would argue the fact with me. He was a man's man. He was a man's man. He was a strong man of God. He loved the Lord. So this word kept coming up. Lawrence was a faithful man. He really was. He just brought that military training right into the kingdom of God. And he knew what procedure was. And he knew that it was our job to fulfill the things that had been laid out before us. And anything you gave Lawrence, he did a good job at it. He wasn't a quitter. And he'd solicit others to help him. Had a tremendous ability in that way. He was a faithful man. Lawrence was a dedicated man. Really dedicated. I mean, it wasn't just go to the church house. Serving Jesus was his way of life. It was his life. I remember Barry McGuire, who was in a famous crazy Broadway show years ago, was gloriously saved by a tract that fell out of someone's pocket on Broadway. Became a wonderful Christian. He was with us in some services, and someone said, Barry, you're just using Jesus as a crutch. He said, no, man, you don't understand. He's the bone in my leg. He's not someone that just props us up. In him we live and we move and we have our being. And this is the way Lawrence lived. A dedicated man, a loved man. A lot of love in this church. After a service, you'd see a flock of people headed over to where Lawrence sat. And I don't know if you call them groupies or what. That's almost irreverent, but you understand what I'm saying. People that just love to be around Lawrence. Just love to talk to him. How you doing? He was constantly conversing with people. He loved people. But you know, he loved God with all of his heart. And I believe that with all my heart. He loved God with all of his heart. He was also consistent. He didn't just do it for a day or two or a week or two or a month or two, maybe even a year or two. I had the exact figure. It's into the 30s years that Lawrence has been in this church. And he's been such a blessing. Well, he was not only a faithful man, he was a loyal man. After 52 years as pastor of this church, we started the church in 1964. I think loyalty is more important to me today than even faithfulness. Faithfulness will show up to get a paycheck. Faithfulness will come around to get a favor or do good because they get benefits out of that. But loyalty goes far beyond that. Loyalty. He was a loyal man. He was loyal to his church. And you can't be pastor of a church for the period of time that I've been pastor of this church and attend as long as Lawrence attended without someone getting unhappy about things. And it was always amazing to me. Anybody's unhappiness never rubbed off on Lawrence. He was his own man, and he loved his pastor, and he loved his church, and he loved everybody, and if you don't, that's your problem. That was just Lawrence. That's his philosophy. He was consistent. There's that word faithful. I mean, it just keeps coming up in the list. He was a tither. He was a giver. Lawrence believed that 10% of everything that came through his hands belonged to God. It's not something we have to do. It's something we get to do. Lawrence was also a giver. You know, you see things going on more than once. I remember we had someone that came in that was in difficulty, and it wasn't a huge amount, but it was enough to meet the need. Lawrence gave one of the ushers, he said, "Here's some money. Go give that to that person. Don't tell them where it came from." And God only knows how many times that happened, that his heart went out to people that had needs in their life. He was a genuine witness. He didn't just witness for showcase. He didn't just witness when it sounded good. Wherever Lawrence went, he was a witness. I've never met anybody like this in my life. Anybody that sent anything through the mail to Lawrence got a gospel tract back in return. He literally sent thousands of gospel tracts, the plan of salvation, out to people. And even if it was some kind of an advertisement, you look at all the advertisements you get in the Sunday paper and so on, if he could find a return address, they got a salvation tract. And he said, "I can't reach all of them, except this way I can." And so he multiplied himself, a genuine witness. You know, Lawrence was, I thought this was unique too. Someone said he was always positive about everything. He'd find a positive. He wasn't a griper. He wasn't a complainer. He just always would find something positive about what was going on. Another thing that's very close to that, he made everybody feel loved. A person told me that had had some needs in their life. They said Lawrence made everybody feel loved. Well, that's one thing that's missing in our terrorist-threatened world. And everywhere you look, there's some kind of a challenge. But, oh, we need God's love, don't we? Never met a stranger. Lawrence could meet anybody. Never met a stranger. Never met a stranger, and his smile just absolutely made you feel good, and you felt like whatever was happening, everything's going to be all right. Well, let's see. A good man. Here's another list that has some of the same things on it. A good Christian, a faithful man, steady, loyal, dedicated, reliable. Loved his pastor. I put that one in there because it was so true. He'd write me a note every once in a while, and it always touched my heart and seemed to come at the right time. Because there's a verse in Job chapter 4, verse 4, 3 and 4. In essence, the paraphrase of it said, "Thy words have set men back on their feet again." You know, there's days you need some words to get you back on your feet again. Do you ever have one of those days? Well, as a pastor, I do. And I believe all of us can share the same thing. Lawrence would write a very heartwarming note thanking me for being his pastor and happy about God and the things of God. And gracious, I certainly was not alone. "Thy words have put men back on their feet again, strengthened the weak knees." Oh, let's see if I can find one that I've not already read a couple of times. Here's one. He really cared about people. And when he knew someone had certain needs of life, he kept up with that and kept us informed. And, you know, when a lot of people were upset after we had the tornado in 2000 that destroyed our downtown property, Lawrence just steady as a John Deere tractor. He had one gear, and that was it. He just, "Pastor, we're going to make it. We're going forward. Somehow, some way, God's going to make a way." And of course, you can look around here and see that God did make a way 3 miles away on this wonderful 17.5-acre campus. Lawrence was a good friend. He wasn't a fair-weather friend. That's another statement that was made. Always interested in people's welfare, more interested in others than he was in himself. I can't help it. I saw his car in the parking lot one day, and I forgot it was his car. And I said, "Who in the world, whose car is that?" Because all over that car were some kind of bumper stickers. and some kind of a message, you know. Some of it was patriotic and some of it was Christian. He just didn't care whether you liked it or not. He was going to be a witness. And a witness he was. He loved the Word of God. Lawrence really loved the Word of God. And unless there was something terribly wrong, he would be in church. You can just count on that. He would do anything he could to help someone. And he did it all the time. I just thank God for the privilege of knowing. And I know someone might say, well, why are you saying all those nice things? I didn't say them. Somebody else did, except for about four of them that I claim. This is what the people of the church had to say. This is what people that saw him day in and day out, and week in and week out, and month in and month out. It's what they said. And all I've done is just be the newsboy today to get it out to you. You know, it's something that we all have to make ourselves do sometimes. We're all too busy. But you know, the Bible says something about a 70 years, and now that medical science has learned some things, some people living older than that, on borrowed time, really, according to what the Word of God says. But we must never forget that it, let's just throw the figure of 70, let's throw the figure of 80 on the board, throw the figure of 90. We've had two or three people in the church 90 years of age. Put it on the board. But what is that in comparison to eternity? Eternity. I mean, all the little things we go through down here, and you have to live a while to get enough sense to know how to live. I'm amazed. I keep learning every day. I don't know it all, although I've been pastoring for many years. It's a changing world, and we have to depend on the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us. And in rehab, I've been around a lot of people. It's amazing how many people don't know what time of day it is as far as the things of God are concerned. I've had a fertile field of witnessing. And some people just don't care. Talked to a lady 86 years old. And she's not far from the gates. And just tried to talk to her about the Lord. She said, I'm not interested. I have my own life. I just want to get out of here and drive my own car. I thought, boy, hadn't you rather walk on streets of gold and have a turbo chariot? You know? Hadn't you rather go to heaven? Which, of course, better than heaven is Jesus. You know, the Word of God says some things, and I'll just kind of wind up our comments today with this, because these things have been so precious to me. Here in 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, verse 8, we're troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We're perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be manifest in our body. Paul went on to say, for which cause we faint not. But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Oh, listen to me, folks. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, thank God we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Praise God. Oh, these. And the Bible went on to tell us that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. That's an off-ask question as I travel. What happens when people die? Well, if they know Jesus, they go to heaven. If they don't, God help them. And the beautiful thing about it is God's not willing that any should perish. God's will and God's plan is big enough. If every sinner in the world came to the bank of heaven for salvation today, you couldn't bankrupt God. You heard what Brother Joe was singing a while ago. Oh, the love of God. How rich, how real. Praise be unto God. Well, the Bible says many things, but I think one of the main things it said is that you must be born again. Jesus said, you must be born again. You must be born again. And traveling people used to ask me, well, which church is right? The last thing I want someone to know when I'm traveling is that I'm a preacher, because they always get religious on you. And so I kind of like to slip in the back door and talk to the real person, if it's at all possible. And I was praying about that one day several years ago, and God gave me the answer to that. Which church is right? And God said, the answer to that is Jesus is right. Knowing Jesus as your personal Savior. You know, the Bible tells us that blessed is the man that dies in the Lord. His works follow him, and we can say that of Lawrence. And bringing these comments to a conclusion today, Lawrence had an opportunity. I know he's told it to me for some reason. I don't remember all the particulars of it. Lawrence was born again beyond the shadow of a doubt. No doubt. He lived a Christian life. He lived a Jesus life. He lived a life of loving and helping others. And what a blessing he was to the body of Christ. Well, I trust somebody has an interest in your heart. I know you're all listening very intently with what I'm saying about Lawrence. But now it comes back to us. Have we heard nice things about a nice man, but we'll never see him again? Or have we heard nice things about a good man, and we'll meet him one of these days? Let me tell you about Lawrence. Lawrence has already seen Jesus Christ face to face. The Bible said we'll see him face to face. How can I do that? Well, Romans 3:23 said, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. We all have sinned. And if an airliner comes short of the runway, he crashes. All have sinned and come short of the runway. The wages of sin is death. You don't want that paycheck. You don't want that paycheck. But thank God for Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 9 and 10. But if thou believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, thou shalt be saved. You say, preacher, you're kind of serious today. Yeah, I think I'm more serious than I've ever been. Because I realize Jesus is coming soon. This world can't get much crazier than it is now. Whether it's education, politics, finance, terrorism, people are crazy that don't know the Lord. They don't have a foundation. People just going off, and the news media says, well, what caused that? Honey, sin. What caused all those people to be killed? Sin. What caused people just to walk out and kill those who were protecting their peace march? Sin. Sin. I don't want to be a slave to sin. I want to be a servant of Jesus. Today, I'd ask you to join with me in something I've been doing for several years, to pray a prayer of rededication with me. I'll pray the prayer, and you don't have to, but if you'd pray after me, I'd appreciate it. You'll appreciate it, and God will appreciate it. So I say one more time, we're going to miss Lawrence. My Lord, we're going to miss that man. I wish the bus could come up with 100 more Lawrence Porters right now. I really mean that. We need it to finish the work that God's given us. But he's gone. So we're all going to have to step into bigger shoes and put on our big boy pants. Step up to the plate and tell everybody we know that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. Would you pray this prayer after me? Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, I come to you now, thanking you for your Son, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross for all my sins. Forgive all my sins, Jesus. Cleanse me. Change me. Save me now. For I believe with my heart and I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. Thank you, Lord, for hearing my prayer. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much. Now, if you already knew the Lord, it was a prayer of rededication. If you really meant that prayer, you're going to leave this memorial service ready to meet Lawrence. If you don't have a good church, find a good church. If you don't have a Bible, go buy one. Go to the bookstore and get one. None of us are perfect. And everything I said, Lawrence, he wasn't saved because he was perfect. He was saved because he believed in Jesus. We're not saved by with all of his good works. All his good works couldn't save him, but his faith in Jesus saved him. And that's the way we're all saved, by grace through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. Thank you for being an audience of respect. Thank you for receiving the things that I've had to say. And I know if I were to meet the Lord in the judgment in the next few seconds, I've told the truth today in every way possible about Lawrence, to challenge my heart and your heart to stand up and be counted for Jesus as never before. May the Lord bless you, and I'd like to express my deepest appreciation for Brown Owens Brumley. They do a tremendous job. It's gotten to be to where so many funeral places are not owned locally, and well, what can we say? It's just kind of a transition of some things today, but these people have heart, and they always do a great job and always work with us and work with anyone in their time of need and bereavement. Do an excellent job. God bless you. If you don't have a church home, see you Sunday morning. Find one if you don't have one, and serve Jesus for the rest of your life. God bless you is my prayer. I say a special God bless you to all the family. May the peace of God be with you and the strength of God be with you today.
job, Johnny.
Bless you, Pastor.